Welcome to Sefer Tehillim with the Tanakh podcast, and today, Mizmor Yudalad, chapter 14. Mohadim l'simcha to all of our listeners, and our thoughts and prayers are with Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, with the chatufim, the hostages, with the people who are removed from their homes in the north, and with all those wounded, and we wish them all a refuah shleima and a healing for all of their troubles and misery. Today, Perek Yudalad, this is yet another in this series of Tehillim about the victimization of the innocent, the righteous, at the hands of evil, violent people, criminal elements in society who threaten to dismantle a good civilized society. And in this chapter, again, we see the evil designs of these villains, these violent people, and we assert that God is protecting the righteous. This is a short chapter. We have quite a bit to say about it, but let's just read it. Lamnaseach leDavid amar naval bilibo ein Elohim. Just a word about this Naval, right? Naval is actually the name of a person in Tanakh, a person who's particularly ungrateful, a very coarse individual. David and his men protect him and his farm, but he insults David instead. But the word Naval means a lot of different things. Not only ungrateful, but it's usually a vulgar, barbaric person, maybe a violent person, a vicious person, an unscrupulous, dishonest individual. We talk about Naval Bereshut HaTorah, by which we mean somebody gluttonous, indulgent, lecherous. So it has many, many negative meanings. Listen to it in this context. Amar Naval Belibo. The vulgar person says in his heart, Ein Elohim, there is no God. And we're going to come back to this. Hashchitu, destroy, hat'ivu. Exercise your loathsome, indulgent intent. Hativu alila, eino setov. There is no one who does anything good. Hashem mishamayim ishkif al bnei adam. God looks at humankind. Lirot ha'ish maskil doreshet Elohim. Is there anybody who is mindful of God? Hakol sar yachdav. They've all turned bad. Ne'elachu. They smell. They're gone off. Ein osetov, there is no one who is good. Ein gam echad, not even one of them. Please notice that in the beginning of this chapter, the first three psukim, Ein Elohim, Ein osetov, Ein gam echad. This negative. So what's going to happen? Halo yadu, says the Baal Sefer Tehillim, Pasuk Dalet. Halo yadu kol paleven. All those evildoers should know, Ochle Ami, those who try and devour my people, the Jewish people. Ochle Lechem Hashem lo karau, Sham Pachadu Pacha, they should be quaking. Ki Elohim Bedor Tzadik, because God is in the presence of the righteous. Atzat Ani Tavishu, they try and destroy those who are poor, but they won't manage. Ki Hashem machasehu, because God is looking after them. And we end off, Mi yitein mitzion yishuat Yisrael, who will give salvation from Zion, the salvation of Israel, b'shuv Hashem et shvut amo, when God restores his people, restores the captivity of his people, Yagel Yaakov, Yaakov will be rejoicing, Yismach Yisrael. I have to say that when we look at the beginning of this chapter and the end, it really could fit so well with the period we are in at the moment, where we have a naval, a disgusting person who says, Hashchitu, destroy, hativu alila, make corrupt and loathsome plans. And God looks, al bnei adam lirot ha'yesh maskil doresh Elohim, ein gam echad. And at the end we pray, Mi yitein mitzion yishuat Yisrael, we pray for the salvation of Israel, b'shuv Hashem shuvut amo, when God will return the captives of his people, Yagel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael, and the Jewish people can rejoice again. All I can say to that is, Amen. But let's go to the first pasuk once again, which has attracted a lot of attention. And I think in the Christian tradition, particularly, Amar Naval Blibo Ein Elohim. The scoundrel, the villain, the criminal says there is no God. And in this chapter, of course, we see time after time, God looks out, and you should realize the Hashem Machasehu. Again, here it's not clear whether it is an individual victim or it is a collective victim. We've already mentioned that Sefer Tehillim deliberately leaves these things in a vague form so that Sefer Tehillim can apply to many different situations. So we have the collective, Mi Yiten Yeshua Yisrael, Yagdel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael, Ochle Ami, the collective, but you also have the Atzat Ani, Ki Hashem Machasehu, the notion of the individual. Okay, but Amar Naval Blibo Ein Elohim, and here I'd like to share a teaching of the famous teacher Nechama Leibovitz. Nechama Leibovitz said, when we say Amar Naval Blibo Ein Elohim, this is not a theological statement. This is an action statement, an ethical statement. This is, maybe we should say, Amar Naval Blibo Ein Elohim, and God sees that Ein Osetov. In other words, when these aren't people who don't believe in God. When the Tanakh talks about not believing in God, what they really mean is Ein Osetov. Not believing in God translates to not being ethical. Or I should say, really, Yirat Shamayim means acting ethically. Where am I getting this from? Nechama Leibovitz said something remarkable. She said that the phrase Yirat Elohim comes up several times in Tanakh, and it's always in the same context. Let's start in Sefer Bereshit. When Bereshit, we see Avraham go to the land of the Philistines, and Avraham's wife is taken from him. He lies about his wife, says she's his sister, and she's taken from him. And when Avimelech confronts him and says, "Why did you lie to me?" Avraham says, "Ki amarti, because I said, Rak ein yirat Elohim b'makom hazeh. There is no fear of God in this place. V'haraguni al devar ishti. There's no fear of God in this place, and therefore you will kill me on account of your wife, on account of my wife." I'll come back to this in a second. Likewise, in the middle of the story of Yosef, if you recall, Yosef sends his brothers to jail when he accuses them of being spies. And then he suggests that one of them go back to their father to bring down Binyamin. And when he says all of this, Zot asu vichyu, do this and then you will all live. Et ha Elohim ani yare, I fear God. The third instance is at the beginning of Shemot. This takes us to already to Pesach, to Egypt. And you we remember the Mealdot Ivriot, the midwives of the Jews. And they were told by Pharaoh to kill all the male children, to kill all the babies, all the male babies. But instead, Vatechayena et Yeladim, they let the children live. And the phrase used here is, in Pasuk Yud Zayin of Perek Aleph of Shemot, Vatirena hamialdot et ha'elohim. They didn't listen to Pharaoh. Instead, they feared God. V'lo asu kasher dibar alehem melech Mitzrayim. They didn't obey the Pharaoh. Vatechayena et ha'yeladim. What do these three instances have in common? In each case, you have somebody very powerful and somebody weak. Avimelech is the king, and Avraham is just a visitor in a wandering nomad visiting his kingdom. And he lies about his wife. Why? Ki ein yirat Elohim b'makom hazeh v'haraguni al devar ishti. There is no fear of God, and you will kill my wife if you want her. In other words, when people are weak and vulnerable, people in power will use that power in order to kill them. That's exactly what Yosef says to his brothers. Don't worry, you can trust me. Et Elohim ani yare, I won't kill you. I know that I am the viceroy of Egypt. I am the second in command. I have all the power. And you are weak. You are in jail. But Elohim ani yare, I won't kill you. Here you have the midwives in Egypt. And Pharaoh is threatening them. Pharaoh is giving them direct orders, but they fear God. And even though they're in a position of ultimate power against these helpless babies, they fear God and they don't kill people. And therefore, Amar Naval Belibo Ein Elohim. If Naval says there is no God, what does that mean? That he's fully prepared to use his power in order to kill the weak, in order to kill the vulnerable, This is indeed what the enemies of the Jewish people have done. This is indeed what the enemies of good societies do. And for this, we need Hashem to step in and establish justice, as we finish at the end of this perek, where it says, Mi yitain, who will give Mitzion Yeshua Israel, who will give deliverance of the Jewish people from Zion, Beshuv Hashem et Shevutamo? Let him restore the captives of his people, Yagel Yaakov. Let Yaakov rejoice, Yismach Israel. Let the Jewish people be delighted. Mo'adim l'simcha, see you tomorrow.